Hello everyone and welcome back to Happy Human Club. I'm Soph Mosca. I'm the host of this podcast and it's been a while. We have some catching up to do. I have some explaining to do. And before I say anything else, I just want to give a forewarning that I am in a somewhat noisier location than I normally record. I'm just like kind of close to a main road at the moment, and so I think maybe you guys will be able to hear the cars in the background. Also, I have two dogs in the room with me.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Who can be quite rambunctious at times. So they seem relatively chill at the moment, but if they start playing, it might get a little rowdy up in here. However, I still wanted to record this podcast episode because I've been missing you guys. It's been a while. Let me see. When is the last time that I posted an episode? I know that it was before my birthday. Let's see. Oh my gosh, May 14th. Whoa, I did not realize it's been that long. Okay, wow, we have a lot to catch up on. Okay, May 14th is the last time that I recorded an episode. I do have an episode written that I wrote, I guess, over a month ago that I never recorded because I got caught up in the whole situation, which I'm going to talk about. If I have time in this episode, I will just kind of do that episode as part of this episode. But if not, like, this will just be kind of like a catch up, I guess you could say. So before we hop into anything, I just quickly want to plug all of my socials. So if you guys don't follow me already, my at is just at Soph Mosca on pretty much every single platform except Snapchat is SOPHERRR. And what else? Oh, I also have a passes. So you guys can just find me at passes.com/SophMosca, I believe is where you can find it. But if not, I think you can probably just like search my name on passes. But it's also linked in my Hoobie link. All my stuff is always linked in my Hoobie. And yeah, that's my little shameless plug. I've been super active on, well, everywhere, but YouTube. So if you guys have been missing me, wondering where I've been, definitely make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube channel. I post every Wednesday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. And it's really weird now because now that I'm on LA time, which we'll get there, it's super strange that my videos post at 9:30 a.m. But anyways, we have so much to catch up on, so let's go ahead and rewind to the end of May. Also, one of the dogs is absolutely chomping on a bone right now, so if you hear that, sorry. Let me just preface, because I don't know how much I've said on here, I think I've said the most on YouTube, but I am moving to LA. And there's a lot of reasons for that, which I'm going to get into later in this episode, but rewind even more back to maybe February or early March, I decided that I wanted to spend the month of June in LA. And the reason for this was that I had spent more time in LA between like the end of summer this past summer, like summer 2022, and the beginning of 2023. I spent more time in LA than I ever have. And the more I came, the more it grew on me, because I know that I've said it on social media before, I'm not the biggest fan of LA, or at least I wasn't. And I think I still somewhat feel that way, but I really like California. And the more I came, the more I appreciated LA for what it was and explored it more and met new people. And I just started to like it more. And so when I started to spend more time, I was like, I wonder what it would be like to spend a significant amount of time here in terms of work, in terms of just life. Like, what would it be like? Because not only have I always lived on the East Coast, but I've also never really lived in a city. I guess technically I do now, like I live in Tampa, but I don't really, like I live kind of outside of Tampa. I'm not really directly in Tampa, and it definitely doesn't feel like I live in a city. And I also did live in Boston for a couple of months back when I was 18, but I was so young, you guys. Like, I don't know. Some people are so grown at 18. I was so mentally immature still, and that part of my life feels like a fever dream. But yeah, I guess I did technically live in a city, but I've never actually, for an extended period of time, lived in a city, and definitely not as like an established human or like as an adult. And so I also wondered, like, what would it be like to live in a city? And I've been to Miami. I don't really like Miami very much. I didn't want to live in that city. I could have like spent more time in the city of Tampa, but like I already know what Tampa is like. And I could have moved back up to Boston, but I know what Boston is like. And I just have always wondered, like, what the heck would life be like if I lived in LA? Because my job, you guys know I do social media, and a lot of it is obviously like just at home, online, like I post videos, I film my life, whatever. But there's this whole other side of my job where if you're not in LA or New York, you miss out on it. And that is like the in-person things, the events, the movie premieres, the networking, all of these things, the parties. Like, and I don't even necessarily mean like people throw parties, I mean like brand parties. And working with photographers, just like things like that, is this whole side of my career that I've always missed out on. And I think for a very long time, up until recently, I sort of had this like this pride thing. Like, everybody moves to LA. Everybody gets 100,000 followers and they move to LA and they try to become the next Charli D'Amelio, and that's that. And I never wanted to be that girl. I think I took pride in the fact that I made a successful career for myself and made a name for myself while living in Florida. And oh my god, Augie is chasing his tail. Gosh, these dogs are so strange. Yeah, I don't know. I was just always like proud to say that I was able to be as successful as I have been and make the name for myself that I have without even really having the same opportunity and push and network as others in the same industry as I do. And that always kind of held me back. But I always wondered, like, what would life be like? Who would I be in LA? What would my life be if I lived in LA? So I decided back in the beginning of the year that I wanted to spend the month of June in LA, feel it out, and see how it happens. In the meantime, I also was talking to this girl, and she lived in LA, so of course every time I came to LA, she was also there, which obviously made me even more fond of LA and made me want to spend more time here. And so the cards just sort of matched up, the stars aligned, and I decided I was going to spend the month of June in LA. So now we can, you know, fast forward a bit to end of May, which is when I did a cross-country road trip from Tampa, Florida to Los Angeles, California. And I did it with my girlfriend, who I have I talked about that on this podcast? I have a girlfriend. I've had a girlfriend for a little bit now. I kept it private for a while, but it's out there. I have a girlfriend. So anyways, she was an angel and she offered to help me. So she met me in Florida and we road tripped together, like I said, from Tampa to LA. And it was over the course of 3 days. And first day we stopped in Houston, Texas. Then the next day we stopped in Tucson, Arizona. And then the next day we made it to LA. So the first 2 days were like 13, 14, 15 hour drives. And the last day was like about 8. And it honestly wasn't too bad. I will say the second day was the worst. Like driving through the depths of, what was it? The depths of New Mexico, like late at night, was just exhausting. But it was a good experience overall. And I'm honestly really glad I did it because now I can say I did a cross-country road trip and it's always something that I've wanted to do. And we made it fun. Like it was fun. I had Augie and I did get the vet to medicate him so that it was easy on him and on me. He didn't throw up once the entire trip. He was sleeping pretty much the entire 3 days and it went really, 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 really smoothly. Like literally nothing went wrong. So besides my attitude at the end of day two because I was so tired. But besides that. Anyways, end of May, we get to LA May 27th or something like that. And I've been here since. So I got an Airbnb way back when for the month of June, and it started on June 1st, but Bree and Maddie, my best friends from Florida, came and spent my birthday with me, which was June 3rd. So we all stayed with my girlfriend for the, 5-6 days they were here because my Airbnb, well, first of all, I had one bed, was super small, so I don't know how it would have worked with them anyways. And there was an extra bedroom for them to stay in at my girlfriend's house. So also, hi, Augie. Augie's right here at the microphone. Hi, sir. So they stayed with, like, we all stayed at my girlfriend's house. And, but, when I checked into my Airbnb, I was, you know, exploring around and I went up and laid on the bed. You guys, it was hard as a rock. Literally hard as a rock. I can't even explain it. Like, it's got to be a piece of cardboard. I genuinely was like, oh my God, how the heck am I going to sleep? How am I going to sleep? So I was like, yeah, wow, this is gonna really suck. But anyways, Bree and Maddie were here. We spent the weekend, however long they were here, doing a bunch of stuff, had the best birthday ever. Like, genuinely, I had such a good, not even just day, like few days. And it really made up for last year because I don't know how much I've really shared about it, but last year for my birthday was a couple of months after I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and I was entirely dissociated and really did not enjoy my birthday despite what it seemed. I was horribly unhappy and I honestly didn't even remember much. So this year I just really wanted to, like, I didn't have a party or anything like I did last year. I just wanted to hang out and get dinner and spend time with people I care about and who care about me. And that wasn't shade also. Like, I didn't mean like last year I didn't do that. I just, this year just wanted to be a lot more low key and that's what I got. And I had the best time. I got a new tattoo. I got a little honey bear to kind of commemorate type 1 diabetes because something that I use to treat my low blood sugar sometimes and I used to do all the time when I was first diagnosed was honey. So honey bear was fitting and it's just so cute. And yeah, so that was the beginning of June. And then I've just been back and forth between my girlfriend's house and the Airbnb for the past 23 days because it's June 21st when I'm recording this. And I, throughout the month, have been, you know, deciding, like, do I want to move here? Yes or no? And ultimately, like I said to you guys, it's something that I've always wondered. And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, why not? You know? Like, I know I like Florida. I know I love Tampa. I know I like West Palm. I know my best friends are there. I know Bree and Maddie are the best friends I could ever ask for. Augie and Pluto are playing. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to try to stop them. This is just, when you listen to my podcast, you just get the real me. Okay. I know that I have my Tampa friends like Kelsey and Natalie. Oh my God. Do you hear them? I know I like Florida. And the thing is, Florida will always be there for me. And Florida is not going anywhere. I can always go back. Just like Boston, New Hampshire. They're still there. If I ever decided to go back, it's all still there. It's all just the same as it always was. And it's waiting for me if I ever want it. I don't want New Hampshire or Boston, but like, I'm just saying that, you know, it's not like I don't miss Boston. I don't miss back home in New Hampshire, but I know I like it. Well, actually, I don't like New Hampshire very much, but I know I love Boston. And I guess just also like thinking about it more and more, like, I don't know, I guess last year when I was diagnosed and just this past year, it really put into perspective like how fragile life is and how quickly things can change and how you never know what's gonna happen. And I just feel like if tomorrow I were to get super sick, or, you know, in 70 years I'm laying on my deathbed, I think I would regret not giving a dream of mine a chance. And a dream of mine is to try out living in LA and just see what happens and really building my career as much as I possibly can. And I think just the combination of all of those thoughts plus, you know, feeling like, okay, I'm 24 now. You know, I'm not getting any younger, and no, I'm not old by any means, but you know, this is my 20s. I have the option to, you know, sit comfortably in Florida where I know I like it, I know my people, I know my place, or I could go and see what else is out there. And I guess at the end of the day, I decided I'm not ready to just settle down. Like, I want to go and see what else is out there. And on top of that all, I have this like really incredible, amazing, healthy new relationship that I want to be present for and be close distance to. And that definitely wasn't like my deciding factor, which I'm really proud of myself for, but it definitely played into the cards. And I just want to give it a try. And the more time that I've spent here in June, like, I mean, if I'm being completely honest, do I miss Florida? Yes, I miss Florida. I really miss my people there. I've only been gone for a month, but I really miss my people, and I miss the weather. It's been so rainy. Actually, it's been sunny the past few days in LA, but you know, for the most of the month, it's been cloudy and rainy and cold. And do I miss the warm weather? Do I miss my people? I do. I'm not even gonna lie. Absolutely, I do. I can't even sit here and try to say that I don't. But am I excited? Am I eager to see what happens as I spend more time here? I am. Because, you guys, the past month that I've spent here, I've done more in-person things for my career than I have since I started social media back in 2019. I have done more events and things with brands than I ever have. ever in this short month that I've been here. And I can see how living here could really change my life in really great ways and give me a lot of life experiences that I just simply would not be able to get in Florida. And like I said, Florida's always there waiting for me, but I'm not ready to just, you know, settle down in Florida forever. I need to see what other opportunities are out there for me. And so I decided that I do, in fact, want to move to LA. And so I was left with a few options. I could, you know, spend the month of June in LA and then go back home in July and, you know, spend July and August in Florida, and because my lease is up in August, and then come back. The thing is, I have my car here and I have Augie here, and I could do another cross-country trip, or I could fly with Augie, figure out a way to do it, because now that I, you know, have more time to explore that, I could fly home with Augie and just have a rental car while I'm in Tampa. I have options. But the more I thought about it, the more I was like, okay, I think I'm just going to waste more money being a nomad than I would if I just started my lease here in LA before my lease in Florida is up. So I started apartment shopping. I mean, I started looking around pretty much as soon as I got here because I knew that the process would take a while. And I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted. I wasn't sure if I wanted to rent an apartment or rent a house or what. What I really wanted was a townhome, actually, because I really wanted a yard for Augie. But just with the prices in LA, a lot of times townhouses are either a $1 billion a month or it's in like not a really great location. And I toured this one townhouse that I really loved, but did not like the location. And as I toured more places and as I spent more time in LA, I realized, like, I think what's gonna really make me happy is choosing the right location, because since it's so new, since it's so far from everything I know, I want to be in a spot where I feel like I'm gonna get like the best experience and the most out of the experience. And so I was looking very like, I was looking more in like the outskirts type vibe, because LA is so LA and so city and I'm just not used to it. But then I realized, like, I think I want to be more in the hustle and bustle. So I started to look more in LA, and ended up finding a place that, my God, is it expensive. I can't even pretend like I'm not going to be like worried about that, because oh my God, rent is so expensive here. I am baffled. But I found this place that is definitely over budget, but the location is exactly what I want and it has the look that I want. And this is okay. I'm just being really honest on this podcast. Here's my thing. Are there like a ton of other options that I could have chosen that were cheaper? Yes. But I really wanted a place that my videos would look nice. I want my kitchen clips to be aesthetic and pretty for you guys. And I want the lighting to be good. And I want the background to be, you know, like aesthetic and pretty. And it just matters to me. I put a lot of value in the production of my content and the quality of my content, and I just find that my videos are more appealing when, you know, the background is pretty and my apartment looks pretty. And so it was important to me to have a place that looked modern and clean and open and bright. And so I found this place that was all of those things. But I had this weird feeling. I was like, I don't know. Just doesn't feel perfect. And I think the reason I felt that way was because of the price and like what I could get in Tampa for what I'm paying for here. Like, I could get fucking penthouse in Tampa. Like, not actually, I'm exaggerating, but I think the rent was really throwing me off. But after I weighed out all of my options, and you guys, I sat on it for so long, I went and toured it multiple times, I decided that I think this is my place. And also, I'm happy with my decision so far. Haven't moved in, but happy with my decision because I actually know a couple people that live in the building, which I didn't even realize before signing my lease. But yeah, I know it's crazy, but I do know a few people that live in that building. But anyways, I decided to sign the lease, and my lease in LA starts in July. So my plan is I'm going to go home back to Tampa at the beginning of July, and I have movers that are going to move my stuff across the country. So Augie and my car are going to stay here. I'm going to fly home for a week, pack up all my stuff, spend time with my Tampa people, and just spend my last few moments in Tampa. And then I'm going to just fly back the night after the movers pick up my stuff in the mornings. So like they pick up my stuff in the morning, and then I'm going to fly home home to LA later in the evening. And then my lease starts technically before my stuff gets there. So, because my stuff probably won't be there for like a week or two after I get back. But my lease starts, so I'll just move in the stuff I already have and probably just stay with my girlfriend until my bed gets delivered with the rest of my stuff. And yeah, but anyways, so that's the plan. But I do definitely plan on going back to Florida a lot and seeing my people, because the last thing I want is for the people who have supported me the most through the hardest points to feel forgotten, nor do I want to forget them. Not that I ever would, but distance. But I really want to make it a priority to go over there as much as I can. And I already have a plan to going to Florida. I'm going to Orlando in August, so I want to try to make a little excursion to Tampa while I'm there. And yeah, I just really want to make sure that I am going back to Florida. I mean, long term, you guys, ideally I would really like to have a house in Florida. No matter where I live, I would really like to buy a home in Florida to have as like my second home, my summer home, my primary home, whatever it is. I want to own a property. I want to own a house in Florida one day. Just to like have to go to whenever I want. And depending on how this year goes, maybe I'll move back home after this year, but maybe I'll love it. And who knows? But I'm going to be honest. Like I think I've gotten cold feet a few times over this past month. And I think it's mostly just because it's change, and change has always been hard for me. I'm really good at it now. I'm very adaptable, but even just a year or two ago, I was really not. And at my core, I really struggle with change. And I'm really proud of myself for how adaptable I've learned to be. But I think still deep down, it's very hard and scary and taxing on me. But I don't know. I'll get this weird gut feeling like, oh, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm making the wrong decision by moving here. And then I have to remind myself, like, Sophia, it's 1 year. Like, you are legally tied into a lease for 1 year. It's just 1 year. This past year went by so fucking quick. I feel like I've been in my apartment for like 2 months and it's been almost a year. Like, it's 1 year. If you hate it, you can move back home. No one is like, I'm not buying a house. No one is locking me down in California, but I want to do it. I want to so bad. I'm just scared, and I'm scared of making the wrong choice, and I'm scared of missing my friends that are in Florida and my life in Florida. But the thing is, I can always get it back. So I want to try, and I want to push myself, and I want to put myself out there. And so I'm going to do it. And if I hate it, it's a year, and Florida's a 7-hour flight away, or a 6-hour flight away, you know? So I don't know. I just like, I'm doing it. I signed a lease. I'm scared. I'm nervous. I definitely have cold feet, but it's what I want to do, and I'm excited. And I'm excited about all the content and the moving content, and I'm excited about what I reveal about myself in this next chapter, because my God, I learned so much about myself this past year living alone. And there's just so much new in my life, and it really is all good, but I kind of feel very melancholy. Like the song Happy and Sad by Kacey Musgraves is like very much me lately. Like, I'm so happy, but also really been struggling. And I think it's just because although everything in my life is so good, I still went through everything I went through the past couple of years, and you know, that sticks with you. And additionally, I think knowing how low can feel, now that I'm not quite so low, I live in this like state of fear and the state of like caution, where I don't fully allow myself to be happy because I'm so afraid of getting that sucked away from me again. And I don't know, I'm just learning still a lot. And I am still the Sophia that's afraid of change and that hates being away from home. And I think that's what I'm feeling. Like, I have my badass independent version of me that I've grown into, kind of, wow, he's like gagging right now, sorry. And then she's like fighting with who I am at my core, which is like a very timid, anxious, just scared girl. And I don't know, I think I'm like, I'm living as an oxymoron at the moment. But I'm still excited, and I'm excited to decorate a new place and to show you guys my new apartment and just do moving content and all the things. I'm like getting so frustrated with the dogs. Like, I don't know why they're going absolutely ham right now. So I'm going to end up here, because that's pretty much just my update that I have for you. I'll have to, you know, do the other episode that I already have written for a whole other episode, which will be fun. So we already have an episode written, but I love you all so much. I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I really liked catching up with you guys. And if you did enjoy, make sure you guys follow me on all my other social media. It's always linked down below. And with all that being said, I will talk to you guys so super soon in the next episode. Bye.